Thank you so much for staying with Sharad on and I on Consider This. Now, as the recession kicks in globally and government statistics begin to capture the ground realities, we're getting a clearer picture of which groups are suffering the greatest hardships in these uncertain times. Now, young people are expected to be more resilient and are said to be able to look to the future with optimism. But is this how they truly understand their current situation? Joining us on the line now to discuss this further, we have Firdaus Husni. She's the Chief Human Rights Strategist at the NGO Malaysian Centre for Constitutionalism and Human Rights. Firdaus, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm wondering whether you think there is a sense of discontent among Malaysian youth. What have you observed or heard or noted about the reasons why perhaps young Malaysians might be discontented?
Thank you. So this would be my personal observation, you know, based on what I hear and what I read, and also from our network with youth, from working, MCCHR working with youth over the years. So yes, there is definitely a sense of discontent. And this is, you know, subject matter specific to the topic on livelihood, on youth education, and for those who have finished education, you know, employment, their cost of living, and you know, also our political situation where we barely see a space for youth to have their voice. So all of this put together, you know, in a situation or in an environment, not just the political uncertainty we're having now, but also with the COVID-19 pandemic, it has created a general sense of frustration, disappointment even, and, you know, this anxiousness over the uncertainty of the situation.
Firdaus, how do you see it being expressed, this sense of dissatisfaction?
You know, due to the pandemic, we've been under the movement control order for, you know, for quite a while. I mean, still is now under the recovery phase. And so you don't see many youth, or they weren't many opportunities for them to, you know, actually get together. And so largely these views of frustration and disappointment are expressed on social media.
Firdaus, how long has this sense that you have been of what the ground realities of young people are? Does it in fact predate the COVID-19 pandemic by quite some time? We're talking about a couple of years, perhaps?
Okay, well, there is always that, you know, there is always that, you could say, worry or concern over how youth themselves individually, you know, how they can, you know, you could say, how they can fare when they join the employment sectors, and you know how the economies are affecting them and their future and whatnot. So there is always that, but you know, before the change of government, you could see that there were promises, there were potential, that all of these issues concerning youth directly are then given more focused, and you know, are then given more attention. But with what is happening right now, I would say that anxiousness and that worries are heightened.
Okay. Well, you know, you said something interesting a little bit earlier. You said there's youth see that there's no space for them, especially in politics. I'm wondering whether that has led to an increasing apathy towards politics. Is that something that you've noted?
Well, I would say it wouldn't be helpful to paint a broad brush on youth on this particular, you know, this particular question that you're asking, because mm-hmm. you're looking at one section of youth who are already politically aware, you know, as we speak, but there's also another section of youth who have always not been aware of the political ongoings in the country. So with youth who are politically aware, yes, there is that sense of, you know, you could say hopelessness, disappointment with what's going on, and these are youth who have been involved. These are youth who, you know, have been following the constitutional amendment and what led to that constitutional amendment, are supportive of that constitutional amendment, and see where their voice can take them and the country, you know, towards. So you have that, and they are currently, you know, you could say disillusioned even.
Right.
But there are also a section within that youth who are politically aware, who want to, you know, change things for the better and see what they can do even within, you know, the restriction with the ongoing pandemic. So you see the youth-led Parliament Digital. I thought that was, you know, that was a very heartening development to see and to hear and to follow. And at the same time, at the same time, there are sections of youth who are not aware, and these are actually sections who urgently need attention as you prepare youth, you know, especially 18 to 20 who can now vote. They urgently need attention, political education, political awareness, and with what's going on now, not much attention or priorities being given to them.
Firdaus, you know, it's often been said that the old political loyalties that people had passed down through family and so on and so forth, all have largely disappeared, and people are much more autonomous in their decision-making about what kind of politics they want, what parties they will choose, and whether they will stick to those parties. What do you see in terms of the political influence? Who's shaping their thought processes? Who is giving substance to how people feel, especially young people?
Well, okay, so this is before the change of government, and also I would say before pandemic, and based on the, you know, our connection and working with youth, these are, you know, I see potential. I mean, they are youth who would step up, who would say, I want to organize things for my group, for my fellow students. And with what's going on now, you do still see that, but at the same time, you could say very much limited in terms of what they want to do. So yeah, that's the sense that I'm seeing right now.
Firdaus, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time and you sharing your insights with us. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, let's continue our conversation about the current challenges faced by youth, particularly youth in Sabah. Stay tuned to Consider This.